Bo Benka. By Juan Azuel Sanz Tamandung. 1. What is Bo Benka? Bo Benka means, in the Nkun language of the Northwest Province of Cameroon, the Children of the Light. It is a symbolic name which expresses its connection to this New Testament image of the early Christians, all those baptized in Christ. In the singular, Monka means Child of the Light. Who are these Children of the Light? We define Bo Benka as a pastoral project of a youth catechumenal process for Africa. A project. A project is not exactly a dream. A dream remains still in the area of the utopias, desires, and visions. A project is something more concrete, which has clear objectives, plans, blueprints, outlines. Bo Benka is already a concrete plan. However, a project is something not totally finished, something which is still in the process of becoming. Yes, we are still on the way of developing this dream, and we invite you to participate in this adventure with your own creative talents, your faith, your suggestions, your desire to serve young people. It must never be totally finished. We should keep in mind the human tendency and temptation to make an idol of methods and means, forgetting the Lord. Bo Benka has to be always improving. If we make the process too perfect, it shall grow sclerotic in no time and we shall start defending its truth, not the truth, and burning the heretics as has happened before. In some way, it is something that can never be totally finished, since true evangelization always requires enculturation, that is, the efforts to adapt the message of the gospel to the various local and historical contexts, so that it may be good news for those who listen to it. And since we are in permanent cultural change, our endeavors to find new languages to express it will never end. Enculturation is not an isolated action, an open-ended exercise of translation. Enculturation is a way of life, a permanent attitude of listening to reality, a skill for pastoral work. But, though as a project it permits adaptations, it offers some clear and fundamental guidelines and directives which, if not respected, can make the final product a totally different thing, or can make the whole process to lose its effectiveness to transform our youth into real African Christians. Therefore, from the very beginning, you are encouraged to use it wholeheartedly or to leave it. Playing with it, watering down its methods and contents, using a few ideas from here and there without the strong pastoral options that it implies will only lead to frustration and kill prematurely the possibility of somebody coming after you to develop it in your local situation. Since it is one project among many, not the only one, shop around and see if any other youth ministry tool satisfies you more. There are many flowers in the garden of the church. A plant may grow in different soils, but the production of a mixed species that may have a problem. Hybrids are usually sterile. A pastoral project. Yes, its main objective is the evangelization of youth. We want to shepherd our young Africans into the fold of Jesus. Even though it implies enculturation into a social, political, and historical reality, to mistake it for a purely educational tool would be sheer reductionism. As a pastoral project, it involves a basic option for a model of the church. Bo Benka believes in a church which is the community of the disciples, which is incarnated in the world, which is open to dialogue with our local reality, which sheds its light and love in the midst of the sufferings and hopes of our people, which is on the way towards the kingdom of God. It implies, also, a particular style of ministry, where all persons involved are brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow pilgrims who help one another, in community, to receive, to believe in, and to announce the gospel. It implies the acceptance of an educational method which is personal, holistic, gradual, and active. The believer cannot be simply indoctrinated, but rather, must participate actively in the development of a response to the call of Jesus, "Follow me," with all the dimensions of his or her personality. It implies a concept of spirituality as lifestyle, and not a mere collection of religious practices and devotions. A catechumenal process. We are not as interested now in the exact tradition of the catechumenate in the early church as in its aspirate at or wisdom, the conviction that becoming a Christian is not an overnight change, but requires a long journey of transformation, conversion, and Christification. Though Bo Benka may look like other youth movements or programs, it is neither just another youth movement, with a different organization, leadership, rules, and activities, nor a simple program to season the otherwise barren landscape of our pastoral reality. It is a radical invitation to Christian discipleship. It calls for a total overhauling of our pastoral priorities. It cannot accomplish its aims if those in charge of initiating this process are not ready to go to the end challenging the way we do things. As a catechumenate, it is a process of initiation into a full and mature Christian life. It is a tool to help those who want to answer the Lord's call to a committed life to be initiated and to grasp the wonders of the Christian heritage in our African context. As a catechumenate, we must recognize that it will be dealing with children and youth who will normally come from a society where Christianity has already been integrated into the social fabric and accepted as another well-received title. They may have already received most or all of the sacraments of initiation, but they will have learned and accepted the faith only in a doctrinal form, without the heart. Bo Benka calls for a holistic following of Jesus, not a simple acceptance of some articles of the creed. As a process, it follows clear and well-demarcated stages. Attempts to tamper with the developmental stages of this process will limit greatly its ability to produce initiation into a gradual growth in the whole person. For youth, it is a process for youth and comprises the period of life from pre-adolescence, 11 to 12 years old, to youth up to 25 years old more or less, with the possibility of develop adult communities in the future. It tries to develop in the youth a way of life, a Christian lifestyle which shall continue leading him or her later into an adult Christian life. We opt to start at an early moment in life because our experience and the long experience of so many Christian educators shows that, as Saint Joseph Colossians says, it is at teneris annis et in the tender age at when we can start to shape the faith of the future adult and do real a preventive at and foundational work. It has universal elements which can be applied to youths in general, but it is especially designed for African youths. This project is an answer to the concrete problems of our youth, in this moment, from a gospel perspective. But we have to be aware that there are many types of youth in our African societies, rural and urban, poor and middle class, with means and without means, educated and illiterate, prosperous and jobless, coming from Christian, Muslim or African religious backgrounds, students in a Catholic, lay or government college, stable in the parish, school year parishioners or holiday makers. Applying Bo Benka to serve every group shall require a very deep study of their situation, problems and needs, and the effort to adapt the materials and means proposed to suit these needs. For Africa, real human growth in a person is related to the degree of acceptance of his or her cultural and historical roots. Bo Benka, as the African Church is asking, wants to root young people into their wonderful, God-given heritage. Though it has been born in the concrete context of the Futru parish of the Nkwin tribe in the Bamenda Archdiocese of Anglophone Cameroon, it has been developed from the beginning with a vocation to be useful and universal enough to be applied in various African local churches. This shall require a strong effort to study and develop the appropriate adaptation of the Bo Benka materials and suggestions to each local reality.